you are now entering the world of blissful living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blissful Living Podcast. The queen of feeling fabulous here, Rochelle Marie Lawson, in the house. We got a great show in store for you today, and I'm just going to drop a little curiosity. So we're going to talk about unlocking success, the power of authenticity. And I know if you're a business person or a business owner, somebody doing business, somebody in a professional career, you know when you come across people that are not authentic, and you know how that feels. So we're going to talk about unlocking that success so you can be stepping into your power of authenticity.
Yes.
But before I get started and tell you about my guest, let me take care of some business. So as you know, I like to always say this is a perfect time for you to take some time for yourself. First of all, subscribe to the show if you haven't already done that. Second of all, share the show with everyone you love and care about, because we are going on our 14th year and we're bringing this words of wisdom for wellness, wisdom, and wealth so you can amplify your life and step into not only having but living the life of your dreams. So share the show with everyone you love and care about and subscribe. And take this time to find a spot for you to sit, grab something the right way, get your favorite beverage, light a candle, some incense, and tell the kids and the family. Give you a few moments. So, like, you know, I'm going to show my, you know.
I got my one moment cup. I'm ready.
We're working today. Yeah. So while you guys are doing that, I'm going to take care of business. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. You have got to go there. They've got a brand new community that has opened up, the Bold Unstoppable Women's Community. You want to check out and you want to find out more information about it, especially if you are a business owner wanting to up level your game. You know, it's all about community, connection, and collaboration that will get you from where you are to where you want to go. It's not always what you know, it's who you know that can get you in the doors. No matter what you know can't get you in, it's the who you know that will get you in those doors. So check out Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. And then secondly, check out All Day Cable E, which is a woman-owned, minority-owned telecommunications installation company, the first in the United States. They've been in business going on 34 years, and they specialize in installing voice data, fiber optic cabling, basically your network distribution. If you're in the industry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But when you connect your computer, when you do your Zooms, when you do your teleconferences, when you do your Teams, Zoom, you know, all that kind of interfacing, monitors, anything that helps you to connect with your customers in an efficient and effective manner, then network distribution is what you need. And telecom installation is the backbones of that. And All Day Cable is a premier woman-owned, minority-owned telecommunications installation company located in the heart of Silicon Valley. And they've been in business for a long time and they have 5-star reviews from every single one of their customers. So that speaks volumes. So if you have a need, they serve a small, mid-sized, and large corporations. Check them out at alldaycableinc.com. So now that I've taken care of some business, and hopefully you've had some time to get yourself in a spot where you could just absorb this information. If you're driving, just listen. You could always record, download the show, or you can always re-listen to the show and get the nuggets of gold, or you can pull up your smartphone and be like, she said this, blah, 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 and take notes that way. But however it is, I want you to be safe if you're driving. And so let me tell you about today's guest. She's a bad chick. She's a queen. She's bold, unstoppable, and she a bad chick. So let me tell you. And she spells her name with one L, like me. Her name is Michelle Lance. And let me tell you a little bit about Michelle. Michelle is an aspiring entrepreneur, an accomplished leader who is passionate about empowering women in leadership. Check this out. With over 25 years of experience as an executive at a Fortune 20 company, she has developed a reputation as a strategic thinker, an effective communicator, As the founder and CEO of MC Career Solutions, Michelle is committed to helping women realize their full potential and achieve their goals. Now, her coaching programs empower women to take ownership of their careers and lives, develop leadership skills, and build lasting success. And with that, I am welcoming Michelle Lance.
Hello, Rochelle. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me, number one. And I'm looking forward to our conversation. And you look fabulous, queen. Just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to receive that, right? I'm going to receive it because I'm going to say, oh, I don't really, my hair, as queens, we're just going to know we're building and commanding our empire.
Right.
That's
right.
Picture in the back. So I'm going to jump in because this is a really good topic. And I really think over my 30, almost 35 years in business, I've come across a lot of people that are successful, but they're not necessarily authentic. And then I've come across a lot of people that are very authentic and they don't know the power that they have and that can help them unlock their success. So I want you to share a personal experience or story where being authentic led to a significant positive income and outcome in your life.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned, right, I was in the corporate America for 26 years. And I'm going to go back a little bit in my career because it was a time when I was a newer manager and I had just really received who I was, done some self-reflection. And so I had a leader who tapped my shoulder and said, hey, I want you to run this employee program. I was like, employee program? They're like, not for new employees, but this was for people who were kind of stagnant, right? So I took on the job and I thought, this is it. This is perfect, exactly down my wheelhouse. And so we put this program together. And at the end of the program, we had a graduation. Well, I invited all the executives, top executives, to come to this graduation. I was excited. We were going to have like four people that were really passionate about what we did. They're going to tell their story. And I'm on the side of the stage at the end of the program. And I'm standing there and these four people go up and they're started talking and I feel myself getting kind of choked up. I was like, oh, wow. It was overwhelming because they were so passionate about it. They were so ready for their next step in their journey. And I'm standing there now. I've got to come up and conclude the show. But I find myself going, I don't know how I'm going to do that because I'm just like emotionally just I can't even get the words out. Right. So I look to my right and I see the senior leaders tearing up. Now, I'm not an advocate for everybody crying all the time at work, Rochelle. That's not my message. My message is it was a vulnerable time where I was my true, authentic self, and it changed my entire career. At that moment, when I showed a side of me that nobody had ever seen, a side of me that was truly authentic through the whole program, it was that moment in time that changed my career. It really changed my career. So that was true, authentic myself, being myself was a game changer. Senior leaders tearing up, me tearing up, but it's about authenticity can be different emotions, right? It's not just about simple things. It's about being true to your inner core of who you are. In that moment, that's what I showed.
Now you can hear me. So yes. What I was saying was, I love that because that's so many times as a leader, I think sometimes we think we have to have this game face on all the time and we can't show our emotions. We can't show, any compassion. We have to always have that game face on. And I think sometimes that circumvents people from really reaching out to us and they see us. And oftentimes we're put on a pedestal, but we're put on a pedestal where we're not reachable, we're not relatable,
right?
Because we're,
exactly.
And so I think by you sharing that story and showing the authenticity behind that story and how it led to things, I think it's important for women, particularly in this day and age, to know that it's okay for us to be our authentic self. The problem I have sometimes is I'm real authentic.
Me too, girl, me too.
And don't sugarcoat it.
I
do it with love,
yes.
But sometimes the
You know, and Rochelle, I think that's something that a lot of people think we shouldn't be, but you gotta be honest and forthright, right? Part of being a great leader is being honest and true to who you are and telling people what the real deal is.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we're stifling them from their career. Now there's a way to approach it, right? I'm very direct. I'm like you. I'm very honest and forthright. But I think you earn respect when you do that by your employees and on the people that you work around, your leaders. I think it's so important, and it's okay to be honest. I think it's okay.
It is. You know, I was known as that person. Don't ask her if you don't like, if she'll tell you the truth, but
right.
You know, how it comes out, just depending on how she's rolling.
Right.
You know, it may hurt your feelings. So even when I was a little girl, I was like that.
Yeah.
But I think those that receive the message and are open to it, they embrace it and they take it with grace. And then they're able to do some phenomenal things just, you know, because they know we're coming out of love. It's not, you know, I remember when you were little and your mama used to spank you, but I'm doing this, girl. You know, this hurts me more than you. And I'm doing this out of love. But it was those lessons you knew not to do again, you know.
Right.
You know, so I love this conversation because I like talking about authenticity. Now, here's something. What advice would you give to your younger self about being authentic and unlocking this?
I would say, don't try to do it all at once. Like, when I started my career, girl, I was running. I was working 50 hours because that's what I needed to do. Like, I would tell myself, slow down. You'll get there, babe. You'll get there. But just slow down and not feel like you have to do everything so fast, right? I would work, you know, like I said, like over 50 hours. I was losing time with my family. And if I reflect back, family time is so important. Nothing's more important than your family. And just, it's okay. You can do just as much work in 40 hours than you can do in 60 hours. And then the other thing is, when I'm working hard, my team's working hard, then we become unproductive, right? Because we're all tired, exhausted. So I would tell my younger self just to like breathe, relax. It's okay. It's okay.
I love it. I love it. So oftentimes we do things and, you know, you're like, oh, when I was, you know, younger, I should have did this. But at times, you know, I say, as we travel down our path to bliss, you could have, should have, would have. But
it
should have, could have, would have has what got you here today and has enlightened you with the wisdom of how we can share that with others, right? So I love that message. You know, spend some time, don't overwork, you know, be true to yourself. What you can do in 50 hours, you probably can do in 40, you know. And what you get done in 50 doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be any better, you know.
Exactly.
So, it's really about enjoying life and the process of life. But sometimes we do get wrapped up in the processes. Okay, so what are some common obstacles that you face, particularly being a leader in a Fortune 20 company? What are some of those obstacles or common obstacles that you face and that you see in others?
Yeah, so let me just preface with, I was in the South as an executive leader, right? So I faced a lot of, let's say, gender bias. And here's the thing, there's blatant gender bias and then there's subtle gender bias, right? Where people are saying little comments to you that their meaning is basically gender bias, but you gotta approach those things, right? So I think oftentimes I would hear people say things and I would try to hit it head on. And it was a challenge for me, right? Because I'm in a world where people did not look like me. Nobody, I was the only one that looked like me. And I was saying, I have to set the pace for the next leader behind me or the next leader coming up. And so I think it's important with gender bias. And what I learned is hit it head on. Do not let the little subtleties pass. Because if we do, they're going to continue that behavior and they're going to continue it with the next person, the next person, the next person. Right? We have an obligation. And so gender bias was a big obstacle for me. I will say that. And let me see. The other one would be probably having a leader that doesn't lead like I did, right? So having someone that has a completely different way of leading. I'm an extrovert, if you haven't figured that out by now. But having a leader that wasn't like me, that made me feel like I couldn't be my authentic self, was a challenge, right? Because the further you go up, the more leaders you have, and they're not all going to be like you. And so I struggled with, how do I stay true to myself, but still respect the leader for the way they lead, but have them respect me for the way I lead? And so those were like a couple. I could probably go on and on, but those are just a couple that stand out right now. And right as we're talking, it's like having leaders that are completely different than you, that really probably wouldn't be with you or hang out with you afterward, but they're, you know, then you got to respect them. And then the gender bias, where people can just subtly give you hints of, I'm trying to tell you, you made it because you're a woman, you're great. You know, like those little things that we hear all the time, don't accept them, hit them head on.
You know, it's interesting, the whole gender bias thing. I sat on a board of directors at one time in my life, and I was the only woman. Actually, that was kind of reoccurring theme. But this particular time, you know, it's all guys, and it was a healthcare organization in California, and I'm the only woman. And I never thought of anything about it other than that they could get comfortable with me. First of all, I was like, the only woman that made it, yeah. And then I thought, you know, But then I thought if they could get comfortable with me, then it just made it easier for the next woman to come along. You know, of course, I was the only African-American on the board. It was, you know, basically all white males and then me. And there was one board member who was very influential in, I want to say, Northern California, particularly that particular region. And he used to do little things like tap me on the shoulder, or, you know, always wanted to get a hug. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought it was friendly. You know, I'm like, okay, he's just, you know, mm-hmm. I'm cute. You know, who wouldn't want to hug me?
Yeah.
But as it went on, I began to, it got a little bit more overt. And so one day before one of the meetings, I pulled him aside, and the real Rochelle came mm-hmm. out.
Yes.
And I told him, you know, hey, what you're doing ain't cool. I know what you're trying to do. Da-da-da. Basically put him in his place. But I was very authentic, and the way I was authentic, you know, came out kind of harsh. But after that, I was able to gain, I thought he was going to shade me because he was very influential. But, you know, he kind of stayed away from me for a little bit. But then later on, probably second year, third year on this board, he came to me and he said, you know what, remember back in so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. He said, I really appreciated you putting me in my, you know, bounds, you know, giving me boundaries. I really appreciate that. He goes, because I wasn't doing the right thing. I wasn't behaving like I should have as a leader. And the way you said it made me check myself. He goes, you said it kind of harsh. And I kind of was like, who does she think she is? Who's talking to me? But when I got back in my car, I realized that I had been offending you, and it wasn't complimentary. It was offensive. And I was overstepping my bounds. So I appreciate you, you know, putting me in check. And from that moment forward, I didn't have any other problems, but it was something that needed to be addressed. And I stood in my authentic self and in my authentic power. And yeah, I ended up serving on that board for a total of 25 years.
That's amazing. Yeah.
You know, so basically the message is, don't be afraid to be authentic and represent yourself as the authentic you when somebody's overstepping your bounds or making comments about, oh, you're just here because of your gender or your race or something like that, because that's not the truth. And you need to share the truth with them. Because so oftentimes that is misrepresented and that's put out in the public, and you don't want to be misrepresented. You want to always stand in your authentic self. So I love that you shared that and that I was able to recall that experience, because I had completely forgot about it. Now, let's talk about sisterhood.
Yes.
What does sisterhood mean to you? And then I want to piggyback that with, you know, we have our sisterhoods and then we have our authentic sisterhoods, and you know what I mean by that. So let's just talk
exactly what you mean.
What does sisterhood mean to you? And then we're gonna dig into the authentic sisterhood.
Yeah, so it's funny because to me, sisterhood is power. Let's just start there. I think it's power. And I think it's not every group of sisterhood is your sisterhood, right? There's some sisterhoods that you're not part of that sisterhood, and there's some that are. So you have to make sure that you're fitting in with the right people in the sisterhood. And I think that means being authentic. We talked a lot about that, right? Being real, having people that support you, your cheerleaders, but also can give you that advice, right? Like telling you, we're pushing you and getting you to strive for things that you never thought were possible, right? I think sisterhood is a place where you could be yourself. And if you find yourself in a sisterhood where you can't, you may not want to be in that sisterhood. That's just, I'm just being real, right? Because I've been in sisterhoods where it's not. So I think it's a community of women who share, who grow together, who give feedback, who aren't afraid to say, there's so much room at the table, right? A sisterhood is where you got room at the table. I'm going to help you get to that table. I'm going to help you get to that next place. That's sisterhood. Anything else is not, in my opinion, right? Because it's important that you are with people that you trust, people that you could share your most vulnerable things with. And it doesn't mean a big group either, right? It could be just a small group of sisterhood, just about, you know, girls, just a few women together that click, connect, and help each other grow. That's sisterhood to me.
You know, as you were talking, what vision came up in my mind was the four ladies in Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
That was a sisterhood. That was, you know, Whitney, Angela Bassett, Loretta Devine.
Yep.
And who was the fourth one? Pretty girl that played in Harlem Nights. She was the hooker in Harlem Nights, but I can't think of her name, and she doesn't act anymore.
I can't think of her name either, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, pretty lady. That was a sisterhood because they kept it real. They called each other out on their stuff.
That's right.
They supported each other through thick and thin. Yeah. And I am not in a sorority. Like, I didn't join a sorority.
I didn't either. I call it the Me-Fi Me. That's what I did. Me-Fi Me.
Like, game recognized game. Okay. But right. I'm just saying. But I know, I hung out with them and stuff, but it wasn't my thing. And probably one of the reasons I afforded when I was in college. Right.
Right.
But what I'm realizing is there are a lot of sisterhoods with revolving around the sororities. And I also want, you know, often think like, how authentic is it? I don't know, because I don't have that experience. What I see is these women that, are joined together by, the colors and the sororities they represent. But I also see some other stuff in there as well. And I think it's just women in general. But I think what you shared with regards to a sisterhood and then the Waiting to Exhale movie, if you haven't seen it, y'all.
Yeah, go see it. You can watch it anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Loved it.
It's just a beautiful movie of four women in the sisterhood and they just have each other's backs. And so I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And they were authentic with each other.
That's right.
Authentic with each other. I love it. Okay. So now, why is it important for women to elevate, empower, and excel no matter where they are in their career or their entrepreneurial journey?
Man, so my business, MC Career Solutions, really the three fundamental words are that, right? And I think that when you empower yourself, you elevate yourself, and you excel yourself, you're able to do that with others. So it's not just individual. Those words can have meaning to go broader, right? Once you learn how to excel yourself, once you learn how to empower yourself, which I think is very important, you're able to give back to others. How do you empower others? How do you empower? So it can grow so big, Rochelle. You know what I mean? Like, it's just those three words have power. And I think we have to really self-reflect on how those work in your life. How do you empower yourself? Self-reflection, whatever that is. How do you excel? Because everyone's meaning of excel may be different. And then once you excel yourself, it's important that you help excel others, right? So those three words have power to me. And I think first you've got to do them individually, and then you expound upon it, and then it goes and you grow and you help other people do the same. So Very powerful words in my word. In my
I love that. I love that. And so that this leads me perfectly into the next question I have for you is the inspiration behind MC Career Solutions. What was your inspiration behind that? And what do you aspire to share with others that become a part of what you do with MC Career Solutions?
So I would say MC Career Solutions started when I was in my career, my former life, corporate world. I noticed that a lot of women, especially women of color, would come up to me for advice, and I mentored a lot of women, right? And I found some, it was very rewarding for me, right? Every time I'd help a woman do better, it made me feel great. And so I really, when I left, honestly, Rochelle, I was like, I'm gonna just retire and sit back and enjoy my life. And this little word that kept hitting in my head, you got work to do, Michelle. You are not done, girl. You are not done. And I had to go back to what I loved doing, and that was coaching women. And so I sat around, I was telling my husband, I was like, I think I'm gonna go back to work. He's like, what, girl, you ain't been done but one year. I said, but I'm ready. The work is tapping me, so my show, it's time to go back and do some things. And so I built this, my business around women and helping aspire women to be their best selves. And oftentimes when I coach them, I notice that authenticity is the word that they don't use like they should, right? They're just thinking they need to be this certain box of a person in leadership as you go up. And so authenticity really is what I'm all about. Like, how do you be true to yourself? How do you come as your true self and people accept that? Because I think we talked about this earlier. When people know your true authentic self, they respect you, right? You get more respect and you move further ahead because they see the true you. When you try to be something that you're not, it's hard to. So fundamentally, I'm like, authenticity, man. That's like, that is like who every single woman that comes in front of me, I say, we're going to talk about being authentic now. We're going to talk about being real. And how do we take that into the corporate world or whatever world they're in, you know, from a leadership perspective? Those are so important to me.
So let me ask you this, with regards to women being authentic, what is something or words of wisdom that you can share with those looking at us, viewing us, listening to us right now about authenticity and women really, really being their true authentic self?
So first, you know, nobody's more honest than your family, right? So I think when you talk to family and say, hey, what do you find in me that makes me who I am? I think that helps you, right? Because it gives you outside resources to help you see who you are. And I think, I keep saying this, but it's like self-reflection. And when we're younger, we don't take the time to do that, right? So it's like, who do I want to show up as? How do I want people to see me? And is that my true me, right? So you got to write down the things that make you who you are, coupled with the people that are around you that are going to be honest. Like, I can go to my husband anytime. He can be honest, right? He can tell me exactly what's what. So I think it's your outside, the people that are closest to you. It might be your sisterhood, but also really self-reflecting. Pause and reflect. Because when you do those two things, you see yourself in a different light. You see yourself as a shining light of who you are. And it's okay that it's different than the next person, because that's what makes you uniquely you. That's what people want. They want your unique self. Now, I will say this, Rochelle. I am very honest and I am forthright. I think also preparation, right? When you're being authentic and you're talking to somebody, don't just come out and just say, duh, duh. Think about what you want to say. Say it with purpose and say it with intent. Because that way people understand that you are coming real, but you had a platform. You came with an agenda, right, of what it is. We don't always have that opportunity. I get it. But when you do have that opportunity, I think it's important to do that. So self-reflection, get your family to get involved on like who you really are, and stay true to that no matter how much outside influence you have around you. Because there is out there. Listen, there are many times I was like, ooh, maybe I need to be more like that leader because they're up there as a whatever. You gotta stop. Pause, stay true to who you are. And it is not easy. You know, I'm saying all this, it ain't easy. It ain't easy always trying to be your true authentic self, but it's so important. And it really makes who you are. So.
I love it. When I think about it, I think about a couple of women. I'm a huge Janet Jackson fan. Ooh, and I remember when she first came out, I can't go into the story because it's going to be too long. But when she first came out, you know, everybody expected her to be a certain way. And she came out and came out with Control. And
she's, yes, she did.
Authentic, you know, I'm the baby, but y'all ain't going to control my life, daddy. Sorry, daddy. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
That was her breakaway from what was expected to being her authentic self.
Absolutely.
Another artist, and you know, whether you like her music or what she does or whatever, I think she's really authentic. I think sometimes she's too authentic, but I do like her, is Cardi B. She's authentic. She says what she says and she means what she says.
That's right.
And whether you like, you know, her music or, you know, how she rolls or what she says or whatever, I like the fact that she's authentic. She never sugarcoats it for the sake of the public. She keeps it real. And because of that, I think that's why she's has so many followers and, you know, wait for the sophomore album to come out. But beyond that, I just, whether her music or not, I just like the fact that she keeps it real. And you will always know where you stand when you're in a room with sisters that are authentic and keep it real for you. Because they're not there to break you down. They're there to help lift you up so that you stand in your greatness and your 5-inch heels being authentic to yourself.
Right.
I love this conversation. Dang, we have
I do too. I love it.
It's so fun to talk about things because, you know, back in the day, we didn't have the opportunity to talk about stuff like this.
Sure didn't, Rochelle.
And one authentic sister was kept away from another authentic sister. I may have been way over here on the east side of the building.
That's right.
She may be way over there on the west side. And they made sure they kept us apart because two of us together would be
It was too much. Yeah, they were. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, too much.
You know, that's funny you say that. But we found a way to get together, did we not?
Right.
We always found a way to get together. We always give that eye contact, that look, whatever that was, where you connect, right?
I got you.
I see you.
They say game recognize game. So another authentic sister is like, you know what? I got this authentic sister you need to meet, which is how
that's
we
right.
met.
That's how we met, literally. And then I introduced you to another authentic sister.
Exactly.
And that's really what it is. You've just made my day, Rochelle. Like, I'm just inspired today.
Well,
I am inspired.
You.
Okay,
tell the viewers and listeners how they can get in contact with you, get more information.
Yes.
I'm a part of MC Career Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Michelle Lance, which we said. My company's called mccareersolutions.com. Let me repeat it, mccareersolutions.com. You can visit us online. And what we specialize in is aspiring women looking to excel in their leadership roles, right? That's what we're all about. And we also tailor every package to the individual themselves. It's not a cookie cutter, girl. It's like every individual has their own unique package to help them grow and be their best selves. So you can visit us online. You can visit us on LinkedIn, mccareersolutions.com. I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to give you my number. You can call me anytime.
No numbers. No numbers. Girl,
no numbers.
You may have
to. Oh, I'm sorry. No numbers. mccareersolutions.com. Thank you, Rochelle. mccareersolutions.com. I got a little ahead of myself.
You don't know everybody watching this
That's
show.
Right. That's so right. You're right. I was going to give our work number. You're right. Sorry.
So,
yep.
And if they're really interested, her information will be in the show's notes. Rewind the last part of the show to get the information if you didn't get it, or you know, look at the show's notes. But definitely connect with Michelle because unlocking success by being your authentic self is powerful no matter where you are in a career or in a business. It's powerful. So I want to thank you, Michelle, Miss Michelle Lance.
Thank you, Rochelle. It's been a pleasure. It really has. Thank you so much.
It has been fun having you.
It has been fun.
I was like, oh, you know what? I may have to watch Waiting to Excel tonight. You know?
That's on my list, girl. That's on my list. Thank you so much. You have inspired
me today. Of course,
you know,
when we're done, I'm going to have Alexa play some JJ, some Miss Jackson.
Let's do it.
I probably, because then we won't get off and I'll be sitting up here trying to be like I'm doing, you know, her dance and pleasure principle or something like that. But break, pull a hip out of something.
yeah, right. No talent.
All right. So, okay, you all. So if you like the show, please subscribe to the show and share this show with everyone you love and care about. I want to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living for You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated. And my crown is trying to fall off my head, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. Again, without all of you, I would not have been able to do this for going on 14. It is the 14th year. And so thank you. It's my honor and pleasure to bring fabulous people like Michelle Lance to you to help enlighten you with nuggets of gold that you can take forward and have that bomb diggity life that you've been dreaming about forever. Okay. I'm going to say, as always, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. Go out and be authentic and don't be apologetic for it. Be unapologetic.
Unapologetic.
Authentic self that you are. And until next time, everyone, goodbye for now.
Thank you, Rochelle. Have a fabulous day, girl.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.